Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're straight into it, gentlemen. For Prestige Jayco, Nathan Van Berlo, West Coast midfield coach, is waiting patiently on the line. Nathan, thanks for your time. Tom King, Ben Casanilia, Lee Brown, Pete Ryan from The Age, talking to you from the K-Rock Hub. And as we understand it, looking at the 256 Serpentine radar in Perth, you are getting absolutely pelted on at the moment.
Yeah, it has been a bit of a storm front coming overnight, which we were expecting, so it hasn't let up all morning, so we're probably anticipating it's going to stay like this for the rest of the day, which will make for a good contest of footy out there. The boys love playing in the wet, so it's going to be fun.
How will it change how you approach the game, if at all?
Oh, look, I think for both sides, I mean, playing in the wet, you probably can't execute any skill component of your game with consistency, so it's going to be about just getting field position as best you can. Clearance wins become vital. Your contest work is probably your number one factor you need to rely on today. So, look, it's going to be the same for both teams, and it's just going to be, you know, a bit of a mindset game. Who wants to embrace the conditions and get the field position that we need? So hopefully it's on our terms today.
About half an hour until you've got to lodge your team sheets. Will you make any late changes, Nathan?
No, our team's good to go, so it'll be as named.
Nathan, will we see the barrel come back today? Is it just the tumble punt is just in vogue in the wet? You instruct the boys, just go the barrel at all costs.
Well, I'm trying to think of a few players that might... Lewis Jetta's not playing today. He would have gone the barrel. And maybe Shannon Hearn doesn't need to go the barrel. He can sort of roost a good drop punt, a good 50, 60 metres with ease. So outside of those two, I don't know who's probably got the ability to roost a good barrel, but you never know. Wait and see.
Well, Elliot Yeo, I reckon, half a chance. He can sink the slipper into it. So, the modern day player now, do you have to instruct them on wet weather, or is it just, you know, unwritten that you talk about other things and the players know that, you know, what's required in terms of winning wet weather footy?
Oh, there's a little bit of adjustment that you make in terms of structure around the footy and its stoppages and your mindset and the way that you want to go about playing. But we're pretty fortunate we've got a mature group who have played a lot of wet weather footy over the years and understand the little tweaks that you have to make. So they're under no illusions. It comes back to, as I said, the contest first and foremost. So forwards competing ahead of the ball, defenders, bringing the ball to ground for the mids to work back on, and midfielders hopefully getting field position through clearance wins. So it's pretty basic today, and it pretty much comes down to who wants it more. So fingers crossed that's our boys.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with West Coast midfield coach Nathan Van Berlo. Here's Lee Brown.
Nathan, good luck today. Thanks for joining us. Obviously, looking after the midfield, you got the luxury of having Nick Natanui, but when they walk into a centre bounce, who calls the shots? Does Nick say, I'm just going to pop it here, or is it one of the midfielders saying, this is where we want it, you just get the job done?
Yeah, look, it's great having Nick up and about at the moment. And we do a lot of work during the week in regards to our planning with centre bounce, and we're actually lucky we can talk to the players on the bench and show them some vision about what centre bounce patterns are happening and what potential opportunities there are for us. So there's a bit of planning that goes into it, but also there's the likes of Nat Nui and Shuey and Sheed and Gaff. They've been together for a number of years now, so they can identify patterns and pick up trends in the game themselves. And sometimes it's a late change that Nick might just yell out and say, "Nah, late change, we're going to hit it here instead." So there's a bit of autonomy there with them, but there's also a lot of planning that goes into it. So, you can't take away everything from them. You've just got to let them play it sometimes.
Was there any planning with the forward 50 stoppage with Josh Kennedy last week? There was obviously a lot of room there. Is that something you walk in and say, Simo, that's something we've been working on as a midfield group this week, or it just happened and unfolded that way?
Oh, it was a bit of it just happened. I know Simo mentioned that we actually said we wanted the forwards out of that stoppage, and JK and Nick sort of... we're working through it during the week. I mean, they have the odd ruck forward connection during the week. And, JK likes the rope for Nick. So I think there was a little bit of communication at that stoppage. And as I said, those guys have played together for a number of years. And when it comes off like that, it's very nice. But pretty hard to get it like that. So we'll take it when we can get it.
Nathan, Pete Ryan here. Good luck today. Obviously, you've got great tall forwards in Jack Dale and Josh Kennedy, and Waterman's coming on. Did you give any consideration, given the conditions, to have probably a smaller lineup today?
Yeah, there's definitely some consideration to the weather conditions. I mean, there's also an argument that the ball's going to, it's more important that you bring it to ground today, and there's going to be a lot more ruck contests and kicks long down the line, so you probably need some talls as well. So it probably can be an argument made for both cases, but, Jake's been able to play a number of positions for us. wing, as well as we had to go down back last week after we lost one of our defenders, so in Harry Edwards. But we're really confident with the mix that we've got, and include Oscar Allen in that too as our second ruck and forward option. So they've got an understanding that they need to compete on the ball and follow up as best they can at ground level. So found out we've got a good mix at the moment, and today will be a good challenge for them.
And just one of your, you know, key tools that isn't playing today, how long before Jeremy McGovern makes his way back into the team?
Yeah, hopefully not too long. He did do a fair bit of training with us during the week, but probably wasn't quite right to go today. So I dare say that we're hoping that he'll put his hand up next week to play. So it's looking more likely next week. But again, we've just got to wait and see how he pulls up and how he goes about his training during the week. But it definitely is improving week by week.
Nathan, we like to have a bit of fun on K-Rock, and the boys found out I ate steamed Im Zims and use a little bit of tomato sauce instead of soy sauce, and absolutely tore me a new one. And I said, your coach, Adam Simpson, when I was at North Melbourne, used to have toast with Vegemite and avocado, and then they nearly all fell off their chairs. And can you back this up? You've seen Simo do this?
Yeah, Simo definitely has the avocado and Vegemite, and I think his latest at the moment for lunch, I think he's been having tuna and rice. As boring as that is, he's been having a lot of that. So gets into it. But the tuna and, the Vegemite avocado, that's a great combo. I reckon I had that for breakfast this morning. So must be a West Australian thing.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Nathan. That's enough now. That is absolutely horrific. I had to be revived, defib style, when I found out that people were pairing Vegemite and avocado.
Have a go. It's worth having a crack at. Very good. Yeah. I'll tell you this other one. This is it was jam and Vegemite.
Oh, no.
We were down on a camp over Christmas, and he goes, have a go at jam and Vegemite, because that was all that was left in the fridge. No butter, just jam, Vegemite. And it was, I couldn't go back to that. So that's another one.
This is unbelievable.
Nathan, just one last one. We like adopting players, especially with great names like Jack Petricelli. He's our detective on K-Rock Footy. Yeah. Have you got an update on how he's tracking with the hamstring?
Yeah, look, Pets is still a little while away. I know he started doing some low-level running, so look, I still think he'd be at least a fair few weeks away yet. But, when we get him back, he's got some huge speed about him, and adds another dynamic to our forward line. So hopefully, the detective, as you call him, is not too far away.
Fantastic. Nathan, we really appreciate your time. Great to have a chat with you, and we wish you the best of luck this afternoon. Stay dry if you can.
I'll try. I don't like my chances. Thanks, guys.
Good to talk. Nathan Van Berlo down in the West Coast rooms.
Seems like a lovely bloke.
Relaxed bloke. Was one of the smartest blokes in footy, wasn't he, when he was playing? Yeah, he was doing some nuclear physics course or something.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.